You know what? I was just, in the season come and I got a call from my agent saying that Cambridge are interested. So now I went around to meet the gaffer and Jez, and they started speaking to me and saying how they wanted me, and they said they've seen me play and how good I am and how I could be a great aspect for the team. So I thought, why not take the chance?
You played against Cambridge last season. What impressed you about the side?
You know what, the both times I played Cambridge, what impressed me most is the work ethic and the togetherness of the team and how they play together. It's not just, individuals. There's individuals who can make things happen, but it's how they work as a team. And, they managed to beat us on both occasions. And it's a team that really wants to go for it this season. So I thought, why not?
You've had a few loan spells from Colchester at Cheltenham and Dagenham and Redbridge in particular. You're no stranger to League Two. You're looking forward to putting on the black and amber shirt.
Yeah, that's what I really want to do. I want to play for the team. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I can bring to the team. And I just want to assist and help the team move forward.
You've been described as pretty rapid with a decent cross on you and a decent shot.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was unlucky not to get as many goals that I wanted last year. But speaking to the gaffer. And he told me what he wants from me, and he wants to work with me. And I'm hoping to get as much goals and assists as I can this year. And I just want to, like I said, I just don't. I want to do well for the team, and I want to help the team move forward.
I speak to Sean Derry a lot, and he's a very focused individual and very inspirational.
It's very inspirational, just by the talks I had with him and what he wanted, what he wants from his team. He wants them to work hard. He wants them to be fit. And he's been at the top level. He's played for QPR, Crystal Palace, and having a manager that's been there, done that, and you couldn't ask for any more because he knows what he's talking about.
You're obviously a player because you've been in Holland as well, and that's a completely different ball game.
Yeah, in Holland it's more technical to the football we play in England. Where from League Two, League One. The over there everything's technical. They want you to play out from the back. And it don't always work every time, but no matter what happens, the gaffer over there still wanted us to play from the back and pass it and play. And hopefully that's something I can bring.
What's been the highlights of your career so far?
Highlight so far, has to be when I went to the World Cup with the England under-17 squad. That's been the highlight of my career. And scoring a goal when I was 17 in a championship for Colchester United against West Brom.
What can we expect from you? Is it going to be pretty much the same as that?
It's gonna be pretty much the same, actually, just a bit more wiser and a bit more smarter. I'm still learning. I know I've had a lot of games under my belt, but you're still always learning. And I'm hoping the gaffer can bring out the best in me. And I just wanna, like I said, I just wanna work for the club, and I'm gonna do all my best I can because I know what I'm capable of, and hopefully I'll do it for the club.
It must be a real brilliant feeling to be involved in England at any level. Talk me through your experiences with that.
It was, I couldn't explain the feeling. When I was called up, it was a dream come true. You playing alongside the players of Danny Welbeck, the Victor Moses, Tom Ward, Danny Rose, everyone that's playing at the moment. The experience, you couldn't ask for a better experience than that.
And now you're going to get that chance in League Two with Cambridge United, and the club has its eyes firmly fixed on promotion to League One next season.
They know what they want, and the gaffer knows what he wants from his players, and I'm pretty sure that we'll be in and around it. We want to push for promotion, finish top, if not, in the playoff. But I'm pretty sure that we'll be in and around it because I know what the squad's capable of.